the rest of the story. Once upon a clear June morning, a little boy named Roy Horn took a walk in the countryside with his dog Hexa. Hexa was a large, beautiful, jet black mixed breed, half wolf in fact, and she and her 6 years young companion often roamed the grassy hills and the lush woodlands near their home. On that particular morning, after much romping and playing, little Roy fell asleep beneath a willow tree. When he awakened, Hexa was gone, chasing a butterfly or something, the boy imagined, and then Roy saw a big black bird, a raven, strutting and fluttering right there on the ground in front of him. The bird's cackling voice seemed more like an old woman's, the child thought, so he stood up and reached out to pet it. The raven hopped away, just beyond Roy's reach. The youngster followed it. Once again, the bird hopped away. The game continued for some while, until finally the raven had led his curious young pursuer into a marsh, and the raven had disappeared behind a clump of tall reeds. Now, Roy had heard that ravens were attracted to shiny objects, sometimes collected them in their nests. Was that the bird's treasure behind those reeds, the boy mused, so he drew closer and closer, and suddenly the earth gave way beneath him. He tried to raise his feet to walk and could not. He tried to crawl, but nothing moved. The more he struggled, the deeper he sank. Somehow, almost intentionally, it seemed that Raven had lured the little boy into quicksand. But this is the rest of the story. The child called out for his dog Hexa, and Hexa did come running, frantically, to pace back and forth at the edge of the mire, but there was nothing that Hexa could do without becoming ensnared herself. So, with her young master's cries echoing in her ears, Hexa ran away. By the moment, Roy sank deeper up to his chest now. Had his best friend deserted him? Not really. For within minutes that seemed an eternity, the shiny black she-wolf reappeared, and this time with a farmer chasing close behind. And when the farmer saw the trouble, he hurried off and returned with another farmer in a rope, and with only minutes to spare, they rescued the child from an otherwise certain grave in the marsh. Through tears, little Roy thanked the men. They said, "Don't thank us." They agreed it was your dog that saved your life. She had found them, and had seemed insistent that they follow her. So Roy hugged his beloved Hexa, pressing his tiny face against hers, while she licked away the tears. That was 42 springtimes ago, in June of 1951, near Roy's hometown, Nordenham, Germany. And yet the debt of gratitude he owed to that one animal, he has continued to repay to animals everywhere by inspiring people to cherish their beauty and their intelligence. For visitors to Las Vegas invariably return home with wonder-filled descriptions of a spectacular live show called Siegfried and Roy, a thrilling extravaganza like no other anywhere, which focuses on the glory and the nobility and the magnificence of animals. Now you've met Roy Ludwig Horn at the age of 6. Now you know the rest of the story.